two.
From the interim director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting approval to allocate year 2011 home funding.
Okay, Mr. Jackson, I'm sorry. If you can continue, I know the report includes some information about the cut, and perhaps if you can explain that this is the money that we effectively tentatively allocated to groups, but that they may be receiving a subsequent notice.
Yeah, what we have received, we received
several notifications. One from Gwen Moore's office, and in essence, what she said was that this budget will leave no one untouched by the outcome. And she said it could be from 0% to 38% reduction in funding. There's a wide gap between the Republicans and the Democrats and the President. And she said there is hope that at some point in time they're going to find some resolution and keep the programs operating at some comfortable level for the public. But as of right now, we just don't have a good clue where we're going to end when the final resolution comes in place, put in place.
Mr. Chairman, if I could just add, in general, Congress and the administration likes the home program, and the cuts they've been talking about are not as significant as for the block grant program. They've been talking more in the 8-10% range, but still, Leonard's right, until they actually adopt a budget and we have appropriations, we won't know.
Just to double check, you said the home loan portion, they're anticipating a potential 6-8%?
For the Home Investments Partnerships Program, then, yes, that's the numbers that have been discussed.
Okay. My question is, on the second page, on the actual staff recommendation, I understand that the allocations to Wauwatosa, West Dallas, and then the Choteau production set aside, that those are formula set asides. But I wanted to double check on the other ones, the home repair, the deferred payment, home buyer assistance and administration, are those done by a formula, or are those more of a subjective allocation by the department of the remaining
funds? Those are more of a subjective allocation based on past history.
But then would you mind just briefly explaining why you chose this breakdown and whether that's any, whether that kind of rough percentage divvying up is consistent with how you've typically done it, or whether it's significantly different from past years?
Mr. Chair, it reflects what's gone on in prior years. It's within percentage points of what's been done for the last 10 or 12 years.
Okay, so there's no unusual issue with this amount. Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Sure, thank you.
Do you need a motion to approve?
Yes.
Make the motion.
Any further questions? Motion to approve on item two.
DeGruen?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Weishon?
Aye.
West?
Aye.
Thomas?
Aye.
Harris?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
7-0-0. Item two is approved.
Thank you.